Suddenly, it's Boomer Olympic flashback time. When I was a kid, following the Olympics for the first time in 1960, America's best male sprinter, Ray Norton, had a disastrous run of misfortune. In addition to losing the 100 meters, he famously blew the baton pass in the 400-meter relay. Well, today, both the men and women's U.S. 400-meter relay teams dropped the baton in their respective qualifying races and will not compete for the gold. Why does that dropped baton problem seem to plague U.S. athletes? Joining me on the line is Terry Long, former head coach of track and field at Florida State University for nearly 20 years. He recently came out of retirement to coach Olympic sprinter Walter Dix, who is a bronze medalist in both the 100 and 200-meter events. And first, Terry Long, what makes passing the baton so hard?
Well, the frustrating part of it is it shouldn't be that hard. You've got one runner coming into a prescribed 20-meter zone at about 26 miles per hour, and the outgoing man has to match up his outgoing speed with the incoming speed of the runner with the baton. Matching it up is that's the challenge always. In the collegiate scene, we're able to deal with that pretty effectively because we have a common set of athletes running in certain positions on the relay, and you just simply practice, you get the repetition, and you get pretty good at it.
Is the problem here that an Olympic relay team is an all-star team, so you may have runners who aren't accustomed to passing to each other and also who might all be run the anchor lap on their original teams?
Well, that's precisely what does happen. Most of our elite relay teams are made up of the top 6 to 8 athletes forming a pool coming out of our national championship. That means these people are in and of their own rights. They're elite-level runners, and probably in their collegiate experience, being the best on their team, they probably ran the anchor leg. So you end up with your pool made up of maybe three-quarters of the guys who have experience running the anchor leg, and they don't have much experience running other legs on the relay.
Is it in some way symptomatic of the problem that, say, you coach one sprinter who's there, that our athletes have individual training programs and that they don't train together as relay teams?
Well, that's true. And to further compound it, they come out of collegiate programs where their baton-passing techniques might vary from one school to another.
So what does U.S. track and field do? A big pass-the-baton program, public service announcements? What's on tap?
This has been a problem that we've been faced with for quite a number of years, and they've put together a relay program. They're trying more and more to get some of these elite athletes together at major meets like the Penn Relays. We even had 3 meets in Europe leading up to the Olympics this year where we brought our relay pool together and ran a couple of teams and had no problems whatsoever. So here we are back at ground zero again, and everybody wants to find a good solution.
Well, Terry Long, a former track coach at Florida State University and current coach of Olympic bronze medalist Walter Dix, thanks a lot for talking with us today.
Thank you.